Philip, good morning.
G'day, Tess.
Now, first off, for people who may not be completely sure, what were the major changes between 3G and 4G mobile phone networks?
The main changes between the different generations is usually an increase in speed and capacity. But there's usually a lot more than that that actually signifies a generational change. And in the case of 3G to 4G, it was more to do with the internals of the network. It was more to do with the infrastructure that sits behind it. What happened there was that the core of the network was replaced with internet-type structure. So it moved from using a whole lot of other older technologies in the core to using the IP protocol, using basically internet protocols in the core of the network. And that meant you could easily integrate other types of networks into it. So it was perhaps less apparent from a user's perspective than more apparent to the carriers.
I do have to admit, I did update my phone recently and I did notice the big difference in speed between 3G and 4G.
Yeah, that's usually the big difference between generations. Yeah.
Now, do you think it's too soon for a 5G network?
Look. The thing about the reason, there's a couple of reasons we're talking about 5G now. Telecommunications relies on standards. You know, the reason you can buy a phone from one supplier and use it on any network, or that it'll work on any network, is because the way it behaves is standardised. And getting standards agreed to, defined, working out the best way to do them, it's a really slow process. And companies, the organisations are going through that process now for 5G. So it takes a lot of time to get there. So it's probably appropriate for them to be looking at that. I don't think there's any products out there at the moment that are calling themselves 5G. So as far as we're concerned, it's still a bit early to look for a 5G phone.
So peering into the future a little bit, I guess, here, do we know any of the new or updated characteristics that the 5G network, might have?
Yeah, what's the expectation is that the big change that 5G will make will be for the Internet of Things, the idea that you've got all these whole lot more devices connected to the Internet than there are now. So the goal is that 5G will cope with that. Current network is really good for voice, for video, for Internet and so on, but Internet of Things is quite different. So the plan is that will be the big generational change that will drive the 5G.
Just a couple of times there, you mentioned the Internet of Things. What exactly do you mean by that?
Yeah, well, that's another one of those buzzwords that's cropping up. At the moment, most communications that you do over a mobile network, there's a person at least one end. Okay, so if you're downloading video, you're receiving it. Or if you're talking to someone at the other end, there's people at both ends. The Internet of Things that what you get is you'll have devices or processors at either end rather than people. So you have lots of sensors, for instance, at one end that'll feed into some process that sits in the cloud somewhere, and that'll process that information and maybe send messages back to some devices to switch on or switch off. So say for instance controlling your heating or energy consumption, those sorts of things. And the projections for that are pretty extraordinary. At the moment, there's 15 billion devices connected to the Internet. The projections are that by about 2020, there'll be about 50. And
wow.
Most of those will be devices of one thing, rather than new handsets.
Wow, that is a lot.
It's pretty big growth.
That's huge.
It's a pretty incredible growth. I mean, it'll be interesting to see whether it actually happens or not. But there certainly seems to be a lot of projects going on, a lot of activity happening in that area. So
no, for sure. A little bit taken aback by that number. That's so much more than I expected.
Yeah.
Now, just finally, with the majority of communication over mobile phone devices now leaning towards data, do you think we'll begin to see updated mobile phone network generations more often?
I don't know. The thing is that one of the changes to 4G was that basically everything became data, including voice. In previous generations, voice was special. In 4G, it isn't. It's just something else that's carried by internet packets. So I think that that driver, that's already been taken into account. It really depends on what the next driver is for a generational change. You sort of had the move to everything being data in 4G. You've got the Internet of Things in 5G. So short answer is I have no idea.
Yeah, that is a little bit of peering into the crystal ball there with that one. Philip, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily.
It's a pleasure.